Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life. Really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I like to say that hair is a woman's best accessory. And thanks to my friends at Way, they make it possible to have good hair days every day. Let me tell you, Way's hair oil has become a game changer in my hair care routine. So if you're ready to have good hair days every single day, you got to check out Way. Head over to The Way, theouai.com to check out their products. And here's a little treat for you guys. Use the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off your purchase. Yep, The Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad for 15% off.
I'm on a journey to heal and get better in all areas of life, and I want to do it with you. Welcome to Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, where we improve and heal all parts of our lives, most importantly, our health. Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, your life improvement series starts now. Hello, hello, Heal Squad. Welcome back. It's going to be a great day. Want to know why? Because we're going to know better. To get better. I'm going to do that with our amazing guest today. I'm so excited for this episode. I'm excited all the time, but hey, we curate well, so I should be excited every time. We're going to start with our quote of the day. Trust the magic of being you. It helps you get closer to the things and people that are best for your soul. Friends, that is from our guest today, Lauren Roxburgh.
There you go. Thank you.
Did I say it right?
You said it right. Perfect.
Guys, I am so excited to share Lauren with you today. We met because a friend of mine said, you need Lauren. And I said, I guess I need Lauren. And then Lauren came over and we had a magical healing session where I learned so much. And I was like, well, you need to come share with the Heal Squad.
So good.
And so we are here. Let me just share with you guys a little bit about Lauren. So she is a renowned expert in the field of holistic wellness, movement therapy, and fascia fitness. You'll learn all about it. The one and only Lauren Roxburgh. Lauren is a leading authority in mind-body medicine and the founder of the Aligned Life Studio. She has helped countless individuals find balance, strength, and vitality through her unique approach to healing, which focuses on the often overlooked but incredibly important fascia system. Lauren's also a best-selling author with her book, The Power Source, gaining recognition worldwide. And I am so excited, like I said, to share her with you, of course, in the book, The Power Source. Lauren, thank you so much for being here today.
It's an absolute pleasure. Any time with you is fantastic.
Thank you. I really feel the same way because we had such a great time together and we were having so many aha moments as you were working on me. And I just remember being like, oh my God, Kevin needs to learn all this stuff and everyone needs to learn all of this stuff. So even just kind of taking it to the book, first of all, Emmy Rossum wrote a really beautiful intro talking about how, you know, she was so focused on the physical health and how she was really being rough on her body, trying to get results she wanted, and yet was in pain and was suffering. And when she was introduced to your system, she was kind of like, I don't know. And then
it's so good.
Yeah. So I wrote here, we have to talk, of course, about the pelvic floor and that your brain believes what you tell it. You know, you talk so much about changing perspective mm-hmm. on how you deal with your body, how your unconscious mind and your conscious mind works. And we'll get into all of these things mm-hmm. that I've marked in the book. But I think for everyone, I really want them also to know your story
yeah.
that got you here. And it's so inspirational for women who have gone through tough times in their lives mm-hmm. to be able to find their way back again. Because you were successful, you had it all kind of taken away, and you had to rebuild it all back.
Mm-hmm.
Not easy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So share away. I want to know everything. We want to know everything.
I love it. Well, I mean, the way I look at it is it's like about turning pain into purpose, really. And that pain can actually be a portal to evolution and transformation. So my story goes way back to when I was 16, when the original inception happened for me and figuring out this path, to walk this path of learning about holistic wellness, and not just wellness, but wholeness of a human. So my mom was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer when I was 16. And I know you understand this because mm-hmm. you've been through a lot of these layers. And
it's
a really
whole different game when you're 16.
I know, right?
And you're gonna lose your mom.
Yeah, exactly. It was really, it was heartbreaking and earth shattering for me. I mean, I didn't know, I was debilitated. I was in shock. And so I just got my driver's license, and I would drive my mom to Stanford University, the best place you could go get treatment. And I would ask the doctors, where does cancer come from? I really want to know. And they would say humbly, you know, it's environmental, it's genetic, but there's this whole other piece that we don't quite understand. And so that was it for me. I was like, I'm going to figure out what that piece is. And that's when I realized I'm not going to be a doctor because they don't have all the answers. Ooh. Not saying anything is wrong with doctors. We need them. They're very important for integrative medicine.
But you had a mission to find the answer to something they didn't have.
Yes.
So that's why you distinguished that. That just wasn't your path. You had to get the answer you wanted.
Totally. So I went on this path really quite early on originally and got really passionate about nutrition, realized that what we put in our body is going to affect. That would be kind of the direct, you know, path for many people to start with. What are we putting in our body? How are we fueling ourselves? Then I started studying how important it was for movement. And that's when I learned Pilates. And Pilates, I was like always really good. I was an athlete myself and was an all-American swimmer. So I attracted a lot of athletes early in my career and worked with some of the top athletes on the planet. I'm lucky enough to have worked with them. And then that kind of kept opening my mind and my curiosity to keep learning. And I spent my whole 20s basically learning. But the big thing that clicked for me was when I discovered something called structural integration. And that's the work of Ida Rolf. And Ida Rolf is the one that discovered fascia in the Western world in the 1960s. And she was a rocket scientist. And she was studying the human body and gravity. And she discovered fascia, even though the ancient wisdoms had known about it for, you know, centuries. But now we're kind of claiming it in this new way that she put it together into a formula. So that's the work that I've been lucky enough to study. And now I get to be a communicator about it and share this with the world, because I really do want this to be a new kind of medicine that's available to everyone universally.
Oh, what a great way to put it, a new way of medicine. So Ida is where Rolfing came from.
Yeah.
I don't really think I know enough about that. I'm sure
most
you're gonna
people
get
know.
Into it. So that's part of the structural, what was it called?
Structural integration.
Integration.
The body of work that she created. Sometimes people call it Rolfing. It's kind of like different veins of yoga. You know, you've got Hatha yoga, Bikram yoga. So there's different types of kind of veins of body workers.
So what's Rolfing?
So Rolfing is studying the human body and gravity and working with the fascia and the connective tissue, but realizing that when we get our bodies into alignment, then other things start happening, like our systems get reignited and replenished, and we become more aligned physically, which then shows up in how we align ourselves with our choices and our relationships and our life.
So when you just said that, I don't know why chiropractic work just popped into my head, because I feel like what I've learned from my friend who's a chiropractor is when you're not aligned, that's when illnesses kind of happen, because you're blocking the fluids from going where they need to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this fascia is, explain where fascia is So if that's all inflamed, then that's interrupting flow too.
Yeah. So chiropractic is very much in, like, I would say integrative with what we work with fascia. Like the fascia, if the fascia is blocked, the bones and joints are going to get out of alignment as well. So a lot of people would say that you need to get the tissues, the fascia aligned first before the bones will actually adjust and stay in the proper alignment. So just really quick, I guess a good thing to do would be to explain what fascia is, mm-hmm. because a lot of people are like, what is this thing she's talking about? You know?
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. With summer upon us, friends, hair is going to be even more important. Yes, we've got humidity, we've got sun, we've got all kinds of things. And sometimes it's hard to find the right shampoo for your hair. Everyone's hair is so different, and there's no one-size-fits-all solution. That's why I love Way. They have different shampoos depending on your hair type. Want volume? Find hair and conditioner will give you that extra oomph you need. If you need some moisture and a little extra bounce, find your happy medium with medium shampoo and conditioner. And for my peeps with thick hair like me, give your hair the hydration it deserves with thick hair shampoo and conditioner. Plus, you guys already know Way carries some of my favorite hair care products I use all the time, whether it's the leave-in conditioner, which is my go-to, or the hair oil. They give my hair this hydrating refresh all summer long. Wash your way to healthier hair. See what I did there? With shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to TheWay, TheOuai.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theway.com, TheOuai.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD. Your hair deserves it.
So fascia is this incredible connective tissue network that wraps around the entire body, kind of like a full body wetsuit. It's the white stuff that you see when you cut open a chicken. Oh. That's in a dead body, obviously, you know, when you're cutting open a chicken. But essentially now what's so exciting is that we have the medical technology and the cameras that we can see the tissue in a living body now.
Oh, wow.
And so it's this.
Is that through like MRI or?
Yeah, there's infrared cameras now and they can go inside. And so this was just in 2020 or 19 when they were able to actually see it in a living body. So now we know it's this scaffolding. We've always known this, holding us up. It's like the body's glue, but it wraps and intersects with every cell of the body. But now we know it actually enables cell communication. And not only does it do that, it's also been coined by Dr. Helen Langbein out of Harvard, the meta system of the body, which means that it intersects and communicates with all 12 systems inside of us. All of our systems, including our endocrine system, our lymphatic system, you know, our structural muscular skeletal system, all of the systems,
everything.
The nervous system. So the nervous system is the big one, because the nervous system is the one that bosses around all the other systems, which is why I'm so passionate about the nervous system and regulating the nervous system, because if we can't do that, nothing else will fall into place. It's a domino effect. But this is why I get so excited, because fascia, now we thought it was just this kind of, you know, goopy thing inside of us, but now we know it's sending and receiving information. It's actually communicating through our body. So
it's like another brain.
Yeah, exactly. It's sending light, which I know we love talking about, light, heat, vibration, frequency. It's also helping aid the lymphatic system to flush toxins out of our body, and emotions as well. It can hold and actually imprint memories and emotions. It does do that, actually, I would say. I'm not saying it might. It does. It remembers everything.
Yeah. I'm curious to know more about that, because we were talking about that when we sat together.
Yeah.
And you said the fascia stores trauma.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm looking at, trying to understand the fascia, it's like under our skin.
Yeah.
And it's wrapped around all the organs and the body. It's just everywhere.
Everywhere.
And it's communicating everything.
Mm-hmm.
So why does trauma go there? So is there the answer to that? I don't
know. Absolutely. The step to that would be that we are, what we're realizing now is that the connective tissue, the fascia, is our richest sense organ. So it holds over 250 million sensory receptors. And so that's more than our eyes and skin have. And that's just
what we know.
This is like just what we know from science. I believe it's way more.
Wow.
There's way more happening in there than we realize. Yeah. So it's it perceives, it's the organ of perception. It's responsible for how we're dealing with and processing everything. And so the term they call it in science is called interoception. So interoception is basically our ability to perceive what's happening inside of us. So an example would be when we're hungry.
Yeah.
When we're thirsty, when we're tired. So the beauty of understanding interoception, so what I call interoception is basically feeling, right? So fascia is now being considered the richest sense organ, which now it's being called the sixth sense. So like we know, we have our other senses, right? Sight, sound, smell, touch. Fascia is the sense of feeling. So it's more of what we're feeling on the inside. But so many of us have become so numb that we've lost touch with this incredible superpower that's available to us at any time. Like if you want to be able to navigate your life better, getting in touch with this part of us is so powerful. And fascia is the system of the body that gets us connected to this. This is why I'm so passionate about it.
Because
it's how do you get there is through presence and connection. And I like to say, it's not just about feeling better. It's about getting better at feeling.
Ooh, that's a good one. Getting better at feeling when, you know, feeling is hard.
It is hard.
We talked about it. I was like,
that's right.
I always joke, just shove that shit under the rug. And then we realized, oh, the fascia
like,
is the rug.
The rug.
Yeah.
I love that. That was so good.
The fascia is the rug. And we're just sweeping shit underneath.
And we need to love on that rug. We need to love on that rug. Yeah.
Yeah. We get to vacuum it.
Yeah. Tidy it up.
Wash it.
Let's declutter it.
Lay on it. Cuddle with it.
Juice it.
So, what does the pelvic floor have to do with all of this?
Oh, yeah. This is a big one. So in my career, you know, as a body worker for many years, working with all these top athletes and celebrities and everyday people, what I started seeing is that so many people had this disconnection to their pelvic floor. And the pelvic floor, you know, in the ancient wisdoms would be considered the root chakra or the root energy center.
Mm-hmm.
So much about primal instincts, the survival. I like to call it the on-off stress button. A lot of people don't realize that we are constantly, subconsciously, actually clutching down there. And people, and because it's also like our society is like, it's either all or nothing. It's either nothing, like, no, I don't have a pelvic floor, or porn. You know, we're so far extreme. There's no middle ground, right? Like we've shut it off. And so I like to say, this is silly, but when I work with people in their pelvic floor, it's literally like popping a cork. You're literally like opening up this whole area and you're reconnecting to this power center, the center of connection, to be able to not clutch and white knuckle and bear down in life, because there's a direct line of connection from the pelvic floor to the jaw. It's the cranial sacral connection. And of course, it's super important for your nervous system, because as we know, inside of our spinal cord is our cerebral spinal fluid, which helps nourish the brain with nutrients and also helps flush the toxins out of the brain and helps regulate all the other systems. Because when the nervous system is happy and healthy, then it tells the rest of the systems that they can chill the fuck out and keep going.
That reminds me of something I read in the book, and I don't know if it was in Emmy's forward or if it was you talking about a super locked jaw.
Yes.
Was it Emmy?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so she had a super locked jaw, and you said that her root chakra was totally closed off.
Yes, as most people's are.
So as someone who's had a locked jaw her whole life, and I think so many women probably understand that, and TMJ and all of that. Yes. Of course, I had a brain tumor on that nerve, so that just made it worse. But I wonder, and when I read white knuckling, that stood up to me, because I feel like I've white knuckled through a lot of anxiety my whole life. And only when I got to meditation and Dr. Joe did I get released of that.
Yeah.
But I also remember when I was at a Dr. Joe meditation, at some point in one of the meditations, he was having us go into our heart. And when I went into my heart, which I didn't know what that meant, and I think it's still kind of like a thing you have to just go with and find.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it right. The perfectionist in us feels like we have to do things in a certain way. What's the exact way you're doing it? I just kind of like let go. But my root chakra went crazy. And I was like, what's going on down there? And it finally opened up. And I was like, oh, that's what's down there.
Right.
But I didn't know.
Yeah.
But when I do any chakra work, it's usually the hardest one to find and feel.
The root.
Yeah. And so why is that, and what blocks it?
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps us bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show, or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag, and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts, with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
So the reason why it's hard is because as we go through life and we constantly are kind of bearing down, clutching, squeezing down there, it becomes hypertonic, which means it becomes, people think you want to have a tight pelvic floor. You actually don't, because it loses its actual strength. What you want is a resilient pelvic floor, a pelvic floor that can also expand and contract, just like your bicep. You don't want your bicep to be stuck like this. It'll be super weak.
Good point.
You need it to fully extend, to be able to fully strengthen and actually contract. And so when we start to unwind that tension, that buildup, we can actually turn on the neuromuscular patterns again in there and turn on the strength in there. I like to call the pelvic floor the pelvic core. So it's a base of the core. It's this hammock of muscles that attach the pubic bone to the tailbone and then the sits bones. If we didn't have the pelvic floor, our organs would drop out of us, essentially. So it's really important for our bladders, for our intestines, for all of our organs, actually. So you can imagine what you were feeling is an opening in your heart. When the heart opens, the diaphragm also opens, and then that pushes down into the pelvic floor, and the pelvic floor can expand. And that's where, you know, I love how important breath work is coming out into the world right now. But if your diaphragm and your pelvic floor are really wound up and tight, you're not going to be able to breathe as expansively. So I love to shed light on that, because when you start realizing all of these things are like, they're pumps inside of us, and if they're blocked, then they can't expand and contract. And this is actually reflective in our emotional state. And the way we've been living is so much about force, push through, do, do, do. It's the masculine energy. And there's nothing wrong with that as long as it's balanced with the feminine of flow, surrender, allowing, integration. So the pelvic floor to me is such a beautiful mirror of where we're going in life, which is about not just pushing through in force. It's about finding that flow. So being able to contract and expand, we need both to have balance. We don't need to just sit around and surrender the whole time. We need that masculine energy to get up and do things and have inspiration. We also need to allow things to process, move through, and listen. Listen to the whispers of our body so that we don't have to hear the screams.
Listen to the whisper so we don't have to hear the screams.
So good.
So good. So fear,
yes,
is probably the biggest thing that closes everything off, right?
Totally.
Because then we go into control, we don't breathe, all of that. How does one let go of that?
So fear is okay. We all have it. Just like stress, I like to really reframe our perception and our perspective of these things because they're part of the human experience and they're not going away and they're part of our wholeness, right? We need to have these feelings. The reason why those feelings get in the way for us and that we hold them and maybe they get stuck with us and they maybe influence our decisions in life is because we have a backlog of old stuff that's stuffed under the fascia carpet, right?
Yeah, all the shit we shoved under there.
Right? We've swallowed emotions. We have, you know, whatever it is, the weight of the world, the energy of pushing through on our shoulders. Like I definitely have that from being like an athlete and a swimmer. I'm like, I can carry the weight of the world on my shoulders. I can do anything. But the reality is my body's going, no, we need to get in there. We need to relax. We need to soften a little bit. And the reason why I know about the pelvic floor and the jaws, like you, I was like the tightest pelvic floor my teacher had ever seen. So it takes one to know one. So I'm with you.
How did she determine that you had the tightest pelvic floor? Because I know there are people who do all kinds of like hands-on work down there and stuff. That all scares me. That just seems a little too intense. Maybe I'm not there yet.
I do that too. So it's actually really, it's not as weird as you think. You know, when I went to the school and was learning it, I was like, what? We're going to touch what? But then we did it and you're like, oh my God, the freedom it gives you is out of control.
Really?
Yeah. The mobility in the hips, the lower back releasing, people's shape changes when you release that density because you get taller. Like you get like that longer waist, you get taller, your spine becomes decompressed.
From someone going in your vagina.
It's not inside your vagina. It's on the outside. No, this is great. We should have this conversation.
Yeah, no, I want to. Yeah.
It's around the sits bones.
Okay.
So it's touching the bones of the hammock. It's not up. I mean, there are people that go up.
That's what I've heard.
Into with a glove and stuff.
Yeah.
But the pelvic floor is actually totally accessible without like skin to skin. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Without being too intimate.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and the thing is, like, I've worked with like some of these incredible basketball players that can jump so high, but once we work with their pelvic floor, they can jump higher. They like, it's insane. They can do things that become more superhuman.
Yeah. What did we do that made me taller? Because I felt my body stretch.
Yeah.
What was it exactly that you did to me?
We did a lot of work around your gut because we want to get the lymph going in the gut and keep everything. We smoothed out some of the scar tissue from the surgeries, you know, and moved the lymph and the emotional energy and then around the hips and all around the legs. I mean, we kind of did a total body fascial thing, but really, I focused a lot on your gut area because I felt intuitively enough everything that you've shared that that was going to be a really helpful thing for you to flush through. Because also when we have surgery or we take meds or anything, you can get that stuff can get stuck as well, like and can become a little bit toxic.
Yeah. So, okay. So emotions get stored in the fascia. What else? I mean, I know that you in the book say that everyone stores things differently. Some people store it as knots. Some of them are like, you know, strained muscles. Other people, everyone has a different way. So go through the different kind of ways it appears in your body so people can identify with what they're feeling.
Yes. And so the feeling part is key, right? So the body speaks to us through sensations. Those sensations can be either arousal, the chills, goosebumps, hunger, gut instincts, butterflies in your belly. But also it speaks to us through pain. And also the pain and these sensations is the communication of asking for attention. And so usually some of those things can be from the emotions getting stuck. So emotion, when you break that word down, is energy in motion. I know you know this.
Mm-hmm.
Energy in motion just means that when emotions come up, they come from our feeling sensations. And the feelings then can, you need to listen to them, or if you want to evolve, I guess, if people are open to it, you bring those feelings up and then you can move them out. Because really, when you think about it, I mean, I'm a big fan of Gabor Mate's work. And he says that trauma is not what happened to you. It's what, how your body dealt with what happened to you. So there's power in that. Because the reality is that whatever happened, happened. And, you know, we can't change what happened. But what we can change is how we respond to what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that's malleable. And that happens through awareness and connecting to these sensations. And if we, our bodies can only handle so much, our nervous system can only handle so much. If we're going through a traumatic incident or stressful incident, our mind, our conscious mind can only handle so much. And so then what happens is whatever our conscious mind couldn't handle will then just go into the subconscious. And many people believe that the fascia is the subconscious mind.
And that's why it's stored there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how do you even begin to heal your fascia and start to kind of unravel all of this?
So what I really enjoy about this, and you probably will love this too, is that it's so different than talk therapy. And I have nothing against talk therapy, but I'm just such a feeler and a somatic person. I love hugging. I love cuddling. I love touch, you know, all of those feeling things. And so for me, what's so beautiful, and I see this on the table all the time, every time I get to witness a miracle, but you can release an emotional traumatic blockage without even talking about it. And some people believe that when you talk about it, you're re-traumatizing yourself. These traumatic things, basically what's happening is it's coming from your subconscious up to your conscious mind through laying down, through being present, and through working with the tissues. And then it's like literally like bringing the truth to the surface and allowing it to vibrate out. And sometimes it comes out in a moan, in a sigh, in a cough, in a laugh, in a tear, of course, right? In a crazy, like wild movement.
Yeah, your body can flail.
Yeah, it can come out. I mean, it sounds crazy. It can come out as an orgasm. Like it can literally come out however your body wants to vibrate it out, because these emotions have a vibrational frequency. And so that frequency usually is a bit lower. And so when we get the flow in the tissues, that frequency can rise. So your literal frequency and vibration shifts. And that's why when you stood up from our session, you were like, I feel lighter.
Yeah.
People literally, it's so, I don't even know how to explain it. You become lighter. And my teachers would say, you are becoming enlightened, which is not an ego thing. You're becoming more full of light and less matter, less density, and more lightness and energy.
Wow.
How cool is that?
It is cool. I mean, I loved that feeling.
Right?
Yeah.
It is like a high.
It was amazing. I was like, wait, I actually, you know, when sometimes someone's working on you and like, do you feel it? And I'm like,
you're like, no, I know. No.
When you said, do you feel your shoulders and everything getting longer? I'm like, yes, it is that obvious.
I love that you're saying that.
That I feel it. And I'm very truthful. So if I don't feel it, I'm going to be like, sorry.
We wouldn't be here today, right?
I'd kind of eek. Sorry. I remember working with John Amaral, a friend of mine.
Yes, I love John.
And he's an energy worker. He's been on the show before. And, you know, it was like very intense for the first time to work with somebody who's like, okay, so your ear is blocked. Let's go in your ear. I'm like, what do you mean, buddy? Go in my ear. And then what do you see? I don't know. I don't see anything. Like you have to surrender so much of like what we think is possible and just go. And when I did, I worked with him and we released it and never came back. Or my tailbone had gone out all the time. It would go out.
And he's like, we're just going to release it with energy. And I'm like, oh my God, here we go again.
I know.
And
it works.
And it works. And so I know there's so much more possible than we can believe. And so, I mean, the first time I was on the table with him, I'm like, how am I going to tell him that I don't feel
anything?
I don't
feel it. Yeah.
And then, of
course, a little while later, yeah. you're like, okay, I feel it.
Yeah.
Now. Well, the thing is, what's so cool, too, is now we now have the science that the meridians from Chinese medicine actually are in the fascia. And get this, there's 12 fascial planes and there's 12 meridians and they lay right on top of each other.
Wow.
So that's like that's an example of two bodies of work, people learning, evolving, and realizing they're saying the same thing, but just from coming from different wisdoms. And then you go, oh my gosh, this is the same. So that's where when you feel the energy medicine,
yeah,
that's what this is. This is energy medicine.
Yeah, and it's powerful. Before we get into exactly how we start releasing, there were so many things that I marked that I wanted to ask you. You were saying your conscious mind governs your thoughts and your subconscious mind governs your feelings.
Yes.
In order to create real long-lasting transformational change, your body, thoughts, emotions, and actions have to match your intentions. So your conscious and subconscious have to work together. How do you, like,
let's
simplify
break that,
that
down.
And break
know,
that
right?
down for people, like, so that they understand, how do you really do that?
So that is basically what happens when that happens, is you get coherence. And that's what creates the quantum energy that creates your reality. So when your thoughts, which are your mind, and your body, which are your feelings, start to come together and actually have the same meaning, like, I can't just think I want a red Ferrari when I just want that because it's what the world is telling me. I mean, I don't even want that, but I'm just saying, I'm using this as an example.
I do.
Okay.
It's cute. The convertible one with the tan interior is so hot.
Maybe that's why I said that.
I'm so obsessed with that car.
Okay, so
someday
I can think that I want a, you know, red Ferrari, but then do I actually, from my soul and my subconscious, do I actually feel that that is my reality? If that is not coherent, then it won't show up. So you can
think all
these
things. Yeah, it's like Esther Hicks talks about your desire and your belief.
Totally.
So what you want, if you really want $1 million, but you don't believe you could have it, it's never going to come.
Yes.
So that's what you mean by you have to work with your conscious and your subconscious.
Yes.
They have to be aligned.
Yes.
Which means you have to have some peace to be able to know what you want. Because we know what we desire.
Yeah.
But we don't really listen to our inner desire.
Is it from our soul?
Yeah. Yeah, because environmentally, we're taught who we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to look like, what we're supposed to want.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I have that conflict sometimes too, where I'm like, well, I'm supposed to like want to do more, but I don't want to. I really like kind of where I'm at. But, you know, I'm really smart. I'm really, you know, I should want more. And I'm really content.
No, what you're doing is you're tapping into the medicine of feeling. Feeling medicine is going to be the next chapter. This is what all these people are starting to talk about. People are realizing we don't want to hack our way through life. We want to actually enjoy the process because, you know, if you think of like, what is happiness? Happiness is a destination, but joy is the process.
Mm.
Like, we want to have more joy. We want to ride the waves of life with, you know, flexibility and malleability and be, you know, open and surrender to those waves because we always learn through them as well.
Yeah. It's so easy to get caught up, like I said, and just, you know, you see people and they're all hustling and hustling and hustling. And I'm like, Kevin, I mean,
are they happy? Are they having joy?
Yeah. It's been probably 6 years since brain surgery. And for so long, I'm like, I'm so allergic to that hustle, hustle, hustle.
Isn't that amazing?
It's not what I want. And, but at the same time, you're like, am I throwing my life away? Should I be doing more? I mean, probably every other day I sit him down. Should I be doing more? But I know
what
my heart really wants.
Mm-hmm.
My heart wants the peace and the serenity that I have now. But, you know, fears will creep in. Mm-hmm.
They do for us all.
And so I really like this idea that you're, and I know I've heard it in some ways, but it's really connecting with me right now, is really listening to what you want. Because I'll tell you, I haven't really suffered in any kind of way. In fact, I think I've prospered by surrendering and allowing and leaving space. It's an uncomfortable feeling.
It is.
Because when you're used to being a hustler, it's uncomfortable to not be.
Totally. I feel you.
You know, you spend, it's like Dr. Joe was saying, like you spent your whole life being one way. You can't expect to be able to make those changes in year one. You've spent 20 years, 30 years being a certain way, 40 years being a certain way. So you have to be patient with yourself.
Yeah.
As you're crossing the river of change, as he says.
I know. I love it.
But, oh man, that just really hit me.
But it's so possible. And you're listening to the wisdom of your soul. And you're in more alignment with your soul. And when you're in alignment with your soul and you're on your true path and your purpose and you're living from your heart, things will just come to you.
They do.
They come to you.
Yeah. I do think that there's also like, I mean, listen, I feel like I've laid a foundation in my life. I think that these messages, we've talked about it before, can get gobbled up by the wrong people at the wrong time.
Yes, absolutely.
And then it gives people permission to want to do nothing.
Yeah. You're like, wait, no, exactly. No, it's not like that.
We still got to work, kids. We still got to do stuff. Okay, friends, we're going to take a quick break because we have so much to talk about. I think we're going to split this into two episodes and make it easy consumption for everybody. So this will close out part one, and tomorrow we'll come back for part two.
This podcast and all related content published or distributed by or on behalf of Maria Menounos or MariaMenounos.com is for informational purposes only and may include information that is general in nature and that is not specific to you. Any information or opinions expressed or contained herein are not intended to serve as or replace medical advice, nor to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any disease, condition, illness, or injury, and you should consult the healthcare professional of your choice regarding all matters concerning your health, including before beginning any exercise, weight loss, or healthcare program. If you have or suspect you may have a healthcare emergency, please contact a qualified healthcare professional for treatment. Any information or opinions provided by a guest expert or host featured within website or on company's podcast are their own, not those of Maria Menounos or the company. Accordingly, Maria Menounos and the company cannot be responsible for any results or consequences or actions you may take based on information or opinions.
Well, that's it for today, Heal Squad. Before I let you go, I want to make sure you don't forget to take care of yourself today. I'll be making sure I'm not forgetting to get outside, do my meditations, and of course, keep myself fueled with some sweet chili, wonderful pistachios. Wonderful pistachios, as you know, are my go-to when hunger strikes because they're one of the highest protein nuts, providing all 9 essential amino acids, and they're great for on-the-go snacking. So when you're ready to elevate your snacking game, visit wonderfulpistachios.com to grab a bag.